I shall go, he said to his wife. I shall redeem my honor. I shall return to Billings, the scene of my crime, a great city teeming with life. We've heard that before, remarked his wife. Just take the money and the note and beat it for Billings as fast as you can go. And when you get there, for heaven's sake, be careful. The owner of that music store has a gun. He will remember that the last time he saw a swan coming at him, he got robbed. So watch yourself. You're on a dangerous mission. Danger, said the old cob. Danger. I welcome danger and adventure. Danger is my middle name. I would risk my life to redeem my honor and recapture my sense of decency. I shall pay my debt and blot out the foul mark that sullies my good name. I shall rid myself forever of the shame that comes from thievery and wrongdoing. I shall... If you don't stop talking, said his wife, you won't get to Billings before the stores close. You were right as usual, replied the cob. He adjusted the money bag and the slate for flight. Then he took off into the air and headed toward the northeast, flying fast and high. His wife and son watched him until he faded from view. What a swan, said his wife. You have a good father, Louis. I hope nothing happens to him. To tell you the truth, I'm worried. The old cob flew fast and far. When he spied the churches and factories and shops and homes of Billings, he circled once, then began his downward glide, straight for the music store. My hour has come, he said to himself. My moment of truth is at hand. I shall soon be out of debt, out from under the cloud of shame and dishonor that has cast a shadow over my life for lo these many months.